Hello, one and all, to another episode of Deep Lore. Today, we're going to be doing something just a little bit different. Every now and then, I stumble across some conspiracies or mysteries that aren't deep enough or don't constitute an entire video dedicated towards them. This could simply be because there's just not enough evidence, or it's one that's on the conspiracy iceberg a lot, but it's not a true conspiracy. Every now and then, I'll release a video to summarize these three or so conspiracies, just so I'm not dishing out 2-minute videos that you guys have to wait a couple days for. So, firstly, is the conspiracy of the serpent seed. Now, this is a religious-based conspiracy, and essentially it states that at some point before Eve ate the apple in the Garden of Eden, she mated with the snake. After they ate the apple and were forced to leave the Garden of Eden, the child from the snake and Eve was Cain. Cain obviously killed his brother Abel later on, and that's why there is a belief that there was part evil or part devil in him, which would indicate that we all have part of a devil inside of us. Now, this is widely held amongst Christianity to be heresy. This isn't believed in any sort of sect of Christianity or any kind of religion. However, there are certain groups that do believe that this is a thing. And the three main people that have spoke about it since the 1700s up to present day, they either get shunned by their religion or they use this part devil to point at certain groups of people and say that those have the devil inside of them, they're bad, the things that they do are evil and wrong. So this theory has certainly been co-opted by groups that hate other groups, shall we say. So that's the end of the first short conspiracy. Now moving on to the second. The next one is the conspiracy of the frozen envelope. So this is a sport-based conspiracy around basketball, and it talks about how apparently in 1985, during one of the NBA draft lotteries, the commissioner, who was David Stern, and the entire NBA rigged the lottery so that the Knicks would get the first pick and select Patrick Ewing, which at this point was a sought-after player. Now, the general belief is at some point close to when the envelopes got put into the sphere to spin round before they got picked, there was either a box of dry ice or simply a freezer nearby. The envelope that contained the New York Knicks and the envelope that contained the name for Patrick Ewing were both put in this box of dry ice or a freezer shortly before the draw. When the picker put his hand in, he could feel the envelope that was significantly colder than the rest to be able to pick the Knicks, and then secondly to pick Patrick Ewing. This is actually a pretty well-known conspiracy around sports fans, but not so much otherwise, and it appears quite low in the conspiracy iceberg, so I thought I'd cover it nevertheless. Now, we're on to our final conspiracy of this little collection, and that is a conspiracy that JFK committed suicide. Now, to save you the hassle, I try and remain as impartial as I can when I'm doing these conspiracy videos, but I can tell you right away this is fake. Not because of the government wouldn't do this, because, you know, who knows, but because of the sheer satirical nature around the conspiracy. And at some point, it got put on a conspiracy iceberg, and then people who ripped the text off that one to put it on another one has shared that, and now it's in quite a few conspiracy icebergs. So I'll cover it anyway, but this is... it's not true, and you'll see why as this continues. So it states that JFK orchestrated a mock assassination before he took his own life using a revolver that was hidden in the open top limo. So this was said by his wife, apparently Jackie Kennedy. And on this basis, the CIA realized that they forgot to release a vital piece of information around the Kennedy case. To quote the director that released it, "We forgot about it, really. An agent only found the write-in testimony last week when he was cleaning out some classified files. To say we're embarrassed is an understatement." So it also says that Mrs. Kennedy stated that Lee and John were old golf buddies, Lee Oswald, the person who killed him, and conspired the whole suicide plot together. Unfortunately, not everything went to plan. Oswald was later killed by Jack Ruby, and the conspiracy states that Jack Ruby was slipped a note saying, "Free Oswald after I die." However, apparently Jack was dyslexic and read it as, "Kill Oswald after I die." So yeah, this final one was a joke at some point, got picked up and put on so many different conspiracy icebergs, and this is probably the only one I'll ever say on my channel that is just completely fake and it's just a joke to start with. There's a lot of conspiracies around JFK, and I'm certainly not saying that all of them are fake. I am saying this one particular one is it's just not real. So that comes to the end of my little collection of ones that I've wanted to do a video on, but there's just not enough substance to put a video out that you guys have to wait for. Let me know if you enjoy this style of video and you think I should do it again next time I have a collection of smaller ones. All feedback is greatly appreciated, and if you have a suggestion yourself, leave it in the comments. I want to say thank you to everyone who's already subscribed. I've just got over 150, which is fantastic. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am researching it. And we'll just go on and play that outro. Thank you very much for watching this episode of Deep Lore. I hope you learned something today. If you liked it, leave a like, and if you want, subscribe. I'd greatly appreciate it. We're going to be descending the conspiracy iceberg, and I'd love for you to come along with me.